This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea today and any day, because I'll help you with whatever it is that's on your mind. And whether that means that you're in a love relationship that doesn't seem to be going very well, or you'd like to be in a love relationship. You know, it's one of those amazing, it's kind of like everybody who has curly hair wants straight hair. I don't know if guys worry about this, but women worry about it a lot. We spend a lot of time and effort and money and concern and tears and whatever on our hair. But it's just inevitable. If you have curly hair, you want straight hair. If you have straight hair, you want curly hair. And so people in relationships are wishing they were single. People who are single wish they were in relationships. You know, I think it's just, I actually did an interview with somebody who wrote a book called Pro and Con, which was actually an interesting book. And he had both sides of a whole bunch of questions, maybe, you know, 70 or 80 different controversial topics. And he would gather experts on both sides and have pro and con. And I had him as a guest. This was the year plus my aberration, my walk away from psychology, because CBS in San Francisco offered, KCBS offered me a magazine show. And at that time, I'd been in broadcasting for about, I don't know, maybe almost 6 years. And I just really loved it. And the question was, did I love broadcasting or did I love broadcasting psychology? And here was a perfect way to find out. They offered me my own show, 2 hours. I think it was from noon to two. Very similar to what I've got now. Except, and so for basically 2 years, I did news. And KCBS is and was primarily a news station. And so I would do, like, you know, nuclear, you know, stations and protests. And it was, I'm digressing a little bit, but I'll get back to the point, I promise. And I really hated it. I mean, they were lovely people, and it was really fun, except it wasn't. Because psychology, what I do, I think, tends to make people better and happier. News tends to make people miserable. And if you work for a news station, when you come in the morning, basically, even if you work for a talk station, if you go into the newsroom first thing in the morning, if everybody there is jubilant, it means there's some disaster that happened. There's a hurricane, or there's a fire, or there's a plane crash. It's not that they're horrible people. It's just that their job is to report that kind of stuff. So for me, If you only get one life, which as far as I know, it's the only one I can count on, I just assume do something that makes people happy rather than unhappy. And I realize that's not always the case, that sometimes I don't make you guys instantly happy, but hopefully I'll make you better. So I know sometimes you're not very happy with me, but in general, I at least feel like I'm moving you in the right direction, even if you're resisting me, which is okay. It's your right to do that. So at any rate, so I was interviewing somebody who was doing pro and con. He wrote a book called Pro and Con. And believe it or not, there is a point to this. And I said, all right, I would give him a statement, and he had to come up with the alternative. And I said, the grass is always greener. And he said, I've never forgotten this. He said, insufficient information. I think that the clue that he had to debate it in two words or less. Then he had. So I said, the grass is always greener. He said, insufficient information. I said, the world is an oblate spheroid, which of course is true. And he said, insufficient. I know, what was that one? Believe your eyes. I think that was three words. Anyway. So the point is insufficient information. If there's something in your life that you would like to chat with me about, and we can see if we can make you, if not instantly happy, at least potentially better, give me a holler. All right, 855-99-37569. And as Doug Steffen never tires of pointing out, I'm the only real licensed clinical psychologist on the air that I know of. I mean, there may be ones in some market someplace that I just don't know about. But at one point, there were, I think I'm the second in the country. Tony Grant preceded me. She'd been on the air for a couple of years before I had. But she was on the West Coast, and I was on the East Coast. And at that point, there were not satellites, believe it or not. And so you only could be heard in your area. So she was first. I was second. I think Sonia Friedman was third. And then at one point, I think there were 83 of us, because everybody, they were not satellites yet, and everybody had their own psychologists. David Viscott was one, and there were Karen Blaker. There were gobs of people. And then there were, at one point there were about 10 of us. And then there was another little blip on the radar, and there was about, I don't know, maybe 30. I guess I should remember that about my career, right? That psychology has gone in and out of favor, but I've always been there. So I'm now the longest running and the only licensed one.
You've stood the test of time.
Either that or I'm just like a little cockroach. I know people say, oh, icon. And first of all, I'm too young to be an icon, number one. And number two, I don't know, cockroach seems like, you know, do you know cockroaches are really prehistoric? That's why they're so ugly and awful.
I didn't know that, but that does not
sense. It makes some sense. Yeah, when you look at them, that makes a huge amount of sense. So, so I'm the cockroach. I don't know. There's probably a better way of describing me, isn't it? Maybe a classic rather than a cockroach. Or a classic cockroach, one or the other. Anyway, if there's something on your mind. All right, so today is National Freedom of Information Day. Can you say Wikipedia? No.
Yeah.
And National Everything You Do Is Right Day. And that's kind of a pleasant thought. I'm not sure that I would agree that everything you do is right. I would say you have everything you need to lead a happy life, which is a little different. I think we do make mistakes. But we're going to learn a lot more from our mistakes than we do from our successes. Because if we have any brains at all, what we're going to do with our successes is celebrate. Yay! That's great! Yay! Because they're fun. And when we make a mistake, it usually hurts. And so we figure out, all right, I don't want that to happen again. So what do I do differently? So it's not that I'm a fan of mistakes exactly, but we're going to learn a lot more from them. We're going to change more from them. We're going to evolve more from them. So I would argue that everything you do is right day is kind of not, I'm not a fan of that, but that you have everything you need to be perfect and to lead a good life and a happy life is true. Okay, with a little education on the side. All right, in 1802, the Army Corps of Engineers was established, and they were established specifically to found and operate the Military Academy at West Point. How cool is that? Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I did not either, and I know somebody who's working for the Corps of Engineers, and the Corps of Engineers were kind of my my good news guys and my bad news guys, because at one point I lived in Massachusetts in Hull, which is a peninsula that's halfway between Boston and the Cape. And I lived in a 150-year-old house that actually the Archdiocese of Boston owned at one point. Cardinal Cushing had owned. And it was high on a bluff. It was really a wonderful house, but it had never been winterized. And it was on a bluff. There was nothing between me and Spain but water. And the cliff was eroding, like at the rate of about a foot a year. So it had been a huge cliff, I mean, 100 years ago, and now was, you know, my backyard is getting smaller and smaller. So we got the Corps to come and look at it, and at the time, I think they put up some minor riprap, which sort of slowed it, but didn't actually. And I went back there a couple of years ago, and the Corps had done this fantastic job of putting up this huge, up to the top, instead of it being about maybe a 10-foot riprap wall, this was probably 75 feet. So they do good work. You just have to convince them to do it or that you're eligible for it. So Corps of Engineers, happy birthday, guys. This is an interesting one that has to do with the Civil War, that Sam Houston, who was the governor of Texas, got replaced by Edward Clark because Sam Houston would not sign an oath of loyalty to the Confederacy. Sam Houston was a stubborn man. I mean, you have to sort of appreciate him for, first of all, wanting to maintain the Union, although I don't know that that's exactly. I think Sam Houston was just his own man and figured he didn't want to swear loyalty to anybody but Sam. But interesting thing. And the Ford Motor Company produced its 15 millionth automobile, the Thunderbird. We love the Thunderbird, averaging 1 million cars a year since the company's founding. This was in 1958. More to come. Love to hear from you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. So shall I tell people a little bit more about what's going on in history? I suppose do that.
Go for it.
Except I just lost the place. Let's see if I can find it again. Hang on just a second there. Okay. Because there are actually some kind of cool things going on, if I can just find it. we'll just sing and dance in the meantime. Yeah, right. Okay, good. All right, I'm just getting. I can't do that. All right. Manny, sing for me for just a moment, would you please?
Oh, gosh, you don't want me trying to sing.
I don't? Okay, all right, fair enough. Here we go.
I have a terrible singing voice.
You do? Well, yeah. I thought everybody could sing.
Well, remember I told you before about how I have, people assume that because I have kind of this deep, have this Barry White type of singing voice, and
but you don't.
That couldn't be any further from the truth.
Well, there we go. So you're a soprano, huh? There we go. All right. So General Motors produced its 100 millionth automobile in 1968, so it took 10 more years for them to double what Ford Motor Company had done. I don't know what that means. The 100th million automobile was the Oldsmobile Toronado. Do they even make that anymore? I don't even know.
I don't think
at one point I knew a lot about cars because I wrote the used car game, but I don't know so much about them anymore. Although I was in somebody's Tesla over the weekend. Wow, that's a pretty cool car. Yeah. Did you know there are two buttons on that entire thing? Really? I mean, there's no ignition. There's no key. They have a huge, like, it's, I'm trying to figure out what the dimensions are. Like, on them, they have a, like a cockpit, what's the word I want? Dashboard. They have a dashboard. Mm-hmm. But in between the dashboard and the passenger seat is this, I would say, it's about this, like, triple the size of a, or double the size of, 2.5 times of a laptop. And with a map on it that, I mean, you talk about a Google map, and it shows you exactly where you are. And then they have these little icons along the top. I mean, the whole thing, obviously, is run by a computer, and it can tell you how many, because, you know, there's it's completely electric. It'll go 230 miles on a car. It is relatively quiet because there's no engine. And it goes from 0 to 60, like, immediately because there's no torque. Right, and because if you look at the speed ratio of combustion, internal combustion, it's at 5,000 RPM. Well, this one is at whatever RPM you step on the accelerator immediately. It's electric. It's either on or off. Yeah, I mean, it's a really fascinating experience. The wheels make more noise, the tires, and I guess because it's lighter. I don't know why, but it's a really interesting car. It truly is the car of the future. And they're now going to make an SUV, and supposedly it's going to be the fastest SUV in the world. Now, I'm not sure. Somehow fast and SUV seem odd in the same sentence. Come on, children, buckle in. Mommy and Daddy are now going to go to Daytona. I don't know. Does seem a little weird.
The Oldsmobile Toronado, by the way, was discontinued in 1992.
Yeah. Like. See, I didn't think it was around anymore.
Yeah.
The Grand Ole Opry House, this surprised me. It didn't open until 1974. I've been there. It's really interesting. I mean, it's kind of like, I mean, it has great acoustics, but it has like church pews. I mean, they're not terribly comfortable seats. I suppose that's rude. Richard Nixon and his wife, Pat, were at the opening concert. Doesn't say who did it. Probably Willie. Willie's been around forever. And here's something. Cinderella did very well over the weekend. I couldn't actually find the actual numbers, but I'll find them for you. And clobbered Liam. So Cinderella, Liam and Ed Harris turned into pumpkins, and Cinderella was magical. So how's that? Two movies that sought to capitalize on the Lambada dance craze. I don't think you're old enough to remember Lambada, and anybody who's old enough to remember it tries to forget it anyway. Lambada and the Forbidden Dance. And I think it was called The Forbidden Dance, The Dance of Love,
mm-hmm.
because it was viewed as so suggestive. And Robert Blake got acquitted on the shooting of his wife.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
I mean, that was kind of part of, people kept muttering OJ underneath their breath on that one as well, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, it was... Yeah, not neither of them are exactly shining stars in the jurisprudence system in Southern California. But what are you going to do? All right, can we look at like one of the people who wanted to be program director and tell me what kinds of things they wanted me to talk about?
Sure.
Probably not the Lambada, the Dance of Love, but maybe, who knows? There's stranger things that could happen.
This one is from George. George says, Dr. Joy, please explain this psychological pattern. Quote, Nearly all men can stand adversity, but if you want to test a man's character, give him power, end quote. The quote is from Abraham Lincoln, it looks like. And George goes on to say, what makes one more likely or less likely to abuse one's power over others?
That's a good question. I think that certainly other people have said power corrupts and absolute power corrupts, absolutely. There is something about bullying behavior, isn't it? And you know, here's what I would come up with just off the top of my head, and maybe I'll have time to give it a little bit more thought. But adversity means you got to dig deep within yourself to figure out how to do okay. And I don't agree that everybody rises to the occasion of adversity, but many do, because you really don't have much of an option. And I guess with power, you have so many options that you're sort of overwhelmed by it. But if we look at the people who seek power, that seems to me to be the clue. I guess men do. Power really implies that you are completely defended against anybody. That's therefore what the people who are most likely to seek power are those who feel most vulnerable. Because if you don't feel other people are a threat, then why do you care about power one way or the other? Right? Because for me, I mean, one of the reasons I'm not at all interested in power is it becomes predictable. If I can control everything, I know exactly what's going to happen because I'm in charge of it. And to me, that's just a bore. I mean, why would I want to do that? So, and the idea that I'll deal with whatever I have to deal with is much more of a challenge, much more fun, much more interesting, much more stimulating. So it seemed to me, and sort of trying to extrapolate from that, even though I realize I'm the wrong sex, to really talk about power. Although I know there are women who certainly seek power, is I would argue that people who seek power feel vulnerable at some point, and therefore the more power they have, the more they feel that they can become invulnerable, and therefore it becomes corrupting. I don't know. There is something about human character, isn't it? And especially people who've been at the bottom, and that's a different phenomenon of. And that's pretty well documented. People who are abused, for example, as children become abusers. And that certainly fits within the philosophy I just basically laid out, which is if you feel vulnerable, then power becomes really important to you. So it may not be the power itself, but that the people who seek that power seek it for a reason. And so the reason becomes the motivation to lord it over to other people and be icky. I'll think some more about it, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Randy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Randy. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm having trouble. I'm in the midst of a divorce, and something you were talking about the other night really rung true, and that's about how people in difficult situations and can't get out.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're in the middle of motoring out if you're talking about a divorce, yes?
Yeah. I feel bad about talking about my wife, but she's been very difficult. I believe that there's a personality disorder involved.
How long have you guys been married?
Married for 10 years, and we were going together for almost 10 before that.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 47.
And how old is she?
She's 53.
Is this first marriage for both?
My first and her second.
Do you have kids together?
No.
Rather than trying to diagnose the issue per se, why don't you just tell me what the problem is that's making you unhappy? Does she want a divorce as well?
Yes. She actually filed for divorce against me, and I originally didn't want to.
How long ago did she file?
2 years, and we tried to make up during that time.
Are you living together at this moment?
No, she moved out.
How long has she been gone?
Not quite a month.
So she filed, but then lived with you for the next 2 years? What did you guys do in the 2 years?
I tried to you know, reconcile. I tried to make things better.
All right, so at this moment, when you say you're stuck, she's not there. She's filed for divorce. It sounds like if you don't do anything, do you have a, are you in a place where it's no-fault divorce?
Yeah.
So if you do nothing, the two of you will be divorced. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so when you say stuck, what specifically are you referring to at this moment?
You know, I've got a lot of legal things to do. I got to get my lawyer, you know, in order, and we're doing that. I need to find a new place to live. I need to get a better job. I need to get income. I need to clean
okay,
up.
Okay, okay, okay. Don't do it like this. Don't do the I have to change my whole life in the next 3 minutes. Okay, because you'll just you'll panic yourself, which is why you're stuck. So let's pick what's the housing situation. She moved out. Did the two of you own the house jointly?
No, she has it.
It's hers. Why did she move out?
Because
you wouldn't.
Well, this is where I feel problematic about talking about her because, you know, she felt threatened by me.
Okay. Well, whether that's real or not real, doesn't make any difference at this moment. She's not living there. The two of you are headed for divorce. Do you have any notion of reconciliation at this moment?
Sometimes I do, but I think it's better that we go apart.
So is that a no or a yes or a maybe?
It's a maybe because, you know, I still care about her, but I also know that, you know, we're never going to, if we got back together, it would be just trouble.
Well, so why are, I mean, so let's stay at that point, Randy, because that may be really the genesis of all the other uncertainty. Because I say, you know, do you want to reconcile? And you're saying, well, maybe. And then I say, well, you know, and so we sort of, you're, I think that equivocation is going to cause you some problems. Because if you're clear that you're not going to give up, that this is the woman you want to be with and that you may have to wait it out. You waited it out 2 years, that she's not very happy. She's moved out. Is there a restraining order, anything legal at this moment?
No, they're not.
Okay, good.
I don't do that.
Yeah, and I would hope that you would not in any way trigger that, even, you know, because it just, it creates such chaos. It's really not worth anything.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so on the one hand, if your thinking is, look, I've waited her out 2 years. She's finally taken a step to move out. But maybe if I wait a little longer, either I'll feel more strongly about it one way or the other, she'll reconcile. That dictates a certain basic. It's not stuck. It's just digging in. And there's a reason for it. That it's a perfectly reasonable strategy if what you're trying to do is just play for time, if you don't do anything. You keep a job that's relatively low-paying and doesn't take much out of you because you have other priorities. You stay in the house because ownership is nine-tenths of the law, and there's no reason to find a place because that, you know, implies that you've given up. You don't contact a lawyer because why would you want a lawyer if all you're trying to do is have a holding action?
Uh-huh.
On the other hand, if what you're saying is sad, lamentable, but inevitable, and if it's inevitable, I don't want to pull on the agony, so I'm going to do these things. They're not a whole lot of fun, but that's where I want to be. Then you take a whole different set of steps. But you can see why you have to make that basic decision before anything's going to happen, because one set of decisions dictates doing exactly what you're doing, which is nothing. And I'm not being facetious. I'm saying if what I'm trying to do is just wait you out, what I do is dig in. The reason we get stuck is not the behavior itself, but the underlying decision, which is unmade. And as long as we're ambivalent, we're going to waver, because we're going to do exactly what you said verbally, is on the one hand this, on the other hand that. And as long as we're doing that, we're never going to move, because our wishes, our goal is what's going to dictate our behavior. And if we're unclear about our goal, then our behavior is going to be very problematical. So, and you don't have to decide, I don't mean to say that you have to decide about a relationship that's been 20 years in the making and unmaking in 3 minutes. But I'm saying that that's where you have to start.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, why you're feeling so completely immobilized is exactly as you're verbalizing to me. Well, you know, I really haven't given up yet, and I still love her, but I realize it's going to be hard if we're together. And even in the period of like 90 seconds that you went essentially 180 degrees. And you're going to do that. And as long as you're doing that, that, you're going to get stuck because it's going to feel really scary to do anything because you haven't really made up your mind about what you want to do yet.
Well, what I try to do is I say to myself, there's the part of my life that I love, and there's the crazy part. And the crazy part's bigger than the love part. And when that happens, that means we have to go.
Well, yeah, but I think it has to be a decision. I mean, you know, let me sort of back off a little bit and use, because it's something that I feel very strongly about, and you can see, I think, where the relevance is. Before you say to somebody you love them, it seems to me there has to be kind of a thread that goes through, which means a little bit of time. You can't, loving somebody at first sight is ridiculous. There's just no such thing. There may be lust with potential, but it ain't love. There just hasn't been the time. And there hasn't been the ability to evaluate both historically, currently, and in the future. So that's why I said it takes 6 to 9 to 12 months minimum to know that this is really a person to whom I can commit on whatever that L word means. And obviously different people have different levels and abilities to commit. So you have to have been through a couple of fights, a couple of misunderstandings, a couple of illnesses, a couple of jealousies, a couple of parties, a couple of rejections from your family or friends. So you can say, you know, in spite of all this Sturm und Drang, in spite of all the stuff that happens, in spite of all the vagaries of life, that there's a consistent, positive, intense feeling here. That I can, because it's happened historically, because it has withstood not a huge test of time, but some time, that I can project it into the future and say that it's strong enough, it's deep enough, it's consistent enough, and it's long-term enough to be able to project it forward. Well, I think the same thing is true about the lack of love or the end of love of, okay, I may have these fleeting thoughts. I mean, just as when you love somebody, you have fleeting thoughts of saying, oh, my God, they chew with their mouth open. And presumably when we've decided not that we don't love that person per se, but that there's no ability to go forward in any positive way, that we're going to have those brief moments of, yeah, but, you know, that cuddle, you know, when 15 years ago when he told me that I reminded him of, you know, a star in the sky and flutter, flutter. But then we can say, okay, yeah, but in the meantime, you know, he stomped on my dog, ruined my best frying pan, and cut, you know, great segments off of my hair when I was sleeping. This is not workable. And that's why I think paper and pencil are so useful, because they allow you to go back and forth and evaluate and saying, well, fun, crazy, probably needs to be a little bit more codified than that. And because I think I can help you with the cascade of where do I start about the house and the lawyer and the job. But you're going to have to make that basic decision of, I can't do this any longer, and this is why. And it has to, and that's why I think the positive on one side of the page, the negative on the other. So you're not upended by either. So you're not writing down, oh, she's the only one I'll ever love, and you know, I believe in marriage, and yada yada. And then that moment of, yeah, but you know, she set my diploma on fire.
Yeah.
And so it, you need to write them both down so you can look at them and in the final analysis decide, yeah, there's all this cool stuff, but, you know, I'm not going to do this anymore because this is just preemptive. Or, yeah, she irritates the living daylights out of me, but it's so much fun to be with her, and I'm willing to put up with the dark days because the positive is so... And, you know, it reminds me, I had a client once, and I said, you make a list, positive, negative, and if you have to, count them up. And she said, what if they come out wrong? Which I just thought was the cutest thing. I had exactly the same response you did, which is, you've already made your decision, just codify it so you know it. Because once you say, what if it comes out wrong, you've already made your decision.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah. I'm not sure how much we want to encourage people to call in the last 5 minutes of the program, but I suppose if that's what you need to do, that's what you need to do. 855-993-7569. So I, as many of you know, I have a foundation, and I'm finally sort of honing in on exactly what I want to do with it after a whole bunch of fits and starts. And I mean, I've had it for probably 20 years and have to disperse 5% of the total every year. So there are a lot of local charities that just think I'm adorable. But the idea of starting it initially was to be able to have some control and to fund something I thought was really important. And it's not that the things that I'm funding now are not important, but they're not mine. And so I finally... What happened is I came up, I mentioned before, my daughter took me to Puerto Rico for my birthday last October, bless her little heart, and we were in a very small room with no window, and I'm more than a little claustrophobic, and it was very hot, and it was an old town, so I couldn't even go walk around or anything like that. And so, and I had this weird eye infection, so I couldn't read, which is what I usually do when I... get a little antsy is I'll just go read, and I couldn't. So I figured out what to do. I just had, you know, I needed to engage my mind, because any of the phobias are by definition in your head, and I know enough to know that square breathing and engaging yourself, distracting yourself is what works. And so I figured out finally what to do with my foundation, and I was talking with a friend of mine who said, Joy, you're a very smart person, you have a lot of energy, you have a lot of ideas, you're a terrible administrator, which I would agree with. I think it's really important in this life to know what your strengths are and what your weaknesses are. And so she hooked me up with this person who's involved with a very well-known long-term charity who's trying to change its image. It's trying to kind of rebrand itself. And so they just thought I was the best thing since sliced bread. And I'm thinking, wow, this is great, because they're already seasoned professional administrators, so I don't have to worry about frittering the money away or even hiring an administrator, because I can just kind of piggyback with them, and this is going to work really well. And so they were having a convention, national convention, and so I met with the chief of staff, who just was a lovely man. And so we met for breakfast. And he ordered a smoothie, and I ordered oatmeal. And the oatmeal came with this wonderful kind of, like, you know, on creme brulee that they fire up the sugar on the top of it. For some reason, the oatmeal came that way, which is delicious. I mean, let's face it, oatmeal is good for you, but it's not terrifically tasty. And this came with some berries and the little crinkly stuff on top, and it was great. And he's drinking a smoothie. And he said something, and I don't know why I was being so obnoxious. I guess because he was making fun of my choices. And I said, I think I had some oatmeal and some fresh fruit or something. Oh, I had oatmeal and half a grapefruit. And he said something about his, and I said, everything of mine put together is probably a third of the calories in that smoothie. Why I do things like that? I mean, it's not clear to me that I actually have to go and educate the entire world about things that they really have no interest in me educating them about. So I just sent him an email, because we were trying to follow up and trying to get this thing really done and started, as opposed to all these false starts. And besides, my friend will just murder me in my bed if I don't get it, if I don't follow up. So and he wrote and said that he had meant to get in touch with me, and he was just really busy, and he would do that in the next couple of weeks. And by the way, he hadn't had any smoothies since then, which apparently were a very common source of, he just felt like he was eating a light breakfast. But smoothies are delicious, but they have a huge number of calories in them. If you look at how much, I mean, you have to realize a glass of orange juice has the same number of calories as a Coke. And I mean, eating an orange is good for you. Drinking a glass of orange is straight calories. You've taken all the value of the orange, and at any rate. So I will try very hard not to comment on other people's food going forward, because they don't actually appreciate it very much. All right, can we do a quick question that somebody asked me to comment on?
Sure. This one is from Arnold. Arnold says, Dr. Joy, what makes one person resilient and another not resilient?
Yeah, it's a really, really good question, Arnold. And the largest study of resilience that has ever been attempted was done right after September 11th, for obvious reasons, because, and I think the American Psychological Society actually did it, and it studied a huge number of people with the idea being that they'd all shared the same event, right? And so why were some people resilient and some people not? And obviously a sense of optimism is part of it. There is a new psychological term, which I have mixed feelings about, that says openness to new experiences. But what makes one person resilient? And, you know, if we think about it logically, because I'm not sure that this is a study that's been ongoing, but that what makes you resilient? I would argue life experiences, that the more things that happen to you, and you are able to withstand, you know, that which doesn't kill you strengthens you. Although I'm not sure that means we go around dumping people in the water or anything of that sort. But it's a new characteristic, and that in terms of psychological sort of underpinnings, I'm just gonna Google how they define resilience. But I'm not sure we know all of the answers. I think part of it is just life experiences. I would argue that part of it is optimism. I'm trying to think what else. Resilience. How do you spell resilience? R-E-S. trying to type and speak at the same time, not that easy, but I'm getting there. And the idea being that people tend to be, that resilience is kind of an ongoing kind of thing. It's not something you necessarily have and then take forward. And I'm not sure that we know the definitive answer to this. I'm just trying to figure out how you spell resilience. Resilience. Okay. I'm just curious to see what... this is the ability of a substance or object to spring back into shape. Elasticity. Well, that doesn't help very much. Let's see what Psychology Today has to say about it. That ineffable quality that allows some people to be knocked down by life and come back stronger than ever. Rather than letting failure overcome them and drain their resolve, they find a way to... But again, you can see that that optimism, a positive attitude, the ability to take a step back, I think, from your emotions, to see failure, to not take failure personally. Maybe that's the single most important characteristic. But if you think about these... that we're using the same characteristics to define it. So how do you become the person who doesn't see failure as personal but sees it as a learning experience? How do you become the person that, how do you become optimistic? The problem is that you wonder whether or not these are characteristics that you're born with. Is there any way to foster them in children? And certainly the ability to see setbacks and learning experiences may be somewhat parental. Giving people the opportunity to say, well, if you had to say one good thing about this, what would you do? This is an interesting topic we'll talk more about. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.